My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, what's amazing is that, like I was saying, 216-474-0092, and you know, we just assume to say the area code all the time, but that picture was taken back when we only had, what, maybe four? We maybe had four area codes in Northeast Ohio.
Yes, before you even split into four.
In Ohio. In Ohio, yeah.
That was so hard as a kid. I think that happened when I was like, oh gosh, I had to be 8 or 9 when they split the area codes.
The 440-330?
I messed that up so badly going to people's houses and trying to call home to let my mom know where I was going and all that kind of stuff. I kept goofing that up all the time.
It used to be, and this is really silly old conversation, that you could just, if you knew where someone was, like I had a buddy, and I'm just giving this, he lived in Chagrin Falls, right? And his parents would say, like, hang on to the quarter. I think it was a quarter to make a phone call at the time and a payphone. And, you know, the area code was obviously all the same, and the prefix was the same. Like in Cleveland Heights, where I grew up, 932 or 321, those were right. The prefixes. And for those of you who don't know that, like on a phone, that three-digit that precedes the four-digit is the pre. What did I just say? I forgot.
Prefix is how you
prefix, yeah. Yep. It's the prefix, and then the last four numbers kind of would deviate you from where you were. So let's just say it was like 216, I don't even know what the prefix was for Chagrin Falls. So what I had a buddy was, he would run to the payphone, throw his quarter in, and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, as quick as they could, as soon as somebody else answered. And then they would hang up the payphone real quick, and the quarter would kick out because you were on for less than 5 seconds. I mean, you talk about cheap, that's super cheap. But to make a phone call, or that was the way you told your parents to come pick you up if you lived in Chagrin Falls, because they would know where you were because the payphone where you called was, but you would get the quarter back if you, or they would call you back so you didn't have to spend the quarter.
Well, or the old commercial where you would call someone, collect, and you know, the I had a baby, eats a boy. You know, that everybody knows that one from that commercial that was on forever, of exactly what you're talking about, of how to avoid, you know, having the quarter, because I had the quarter for when I would be at basketball practice and have to call my parents to come give me a ride from basketball practice. And that quarter never went into the payphone. That quarter was always for a cookie at lunch. Like, there's no way that quarter ever found its way into the payphone. That just wasn't happening.
You want to guess on how many area codes are in Ohio right now? I know this is really stupid talk, but
13.
There's 10.
Wow.
I know. Okay. It was a lot easier. It was 216, 419, 614, and 513. Remember? I mean, it was just that easy. It was Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo, and Columbus. That was it. Easy. Wow. All right. There were a couple things I wanted to talk about. Let's start with Denzel Ward. And just quickly, I just want to kind of go over what I think the good news is. He's healthy. He's out of concussion protocol. He's talked things over with his family. He's getting a new helmet, and he should be good to go. And he just doesn't want to give wide receivers the opportunity to go out there and have success against the Browns defense. I think it's probably the best news we've heard in a while. I mean, we've sit around and talk about, you know, rosters and this and that, and this is probably some of the best news that we've heard in a while.
Can't question competitive fire. I hope the new helmet helps to alleviate some of the problems. I hope it keeps him safe. I hope for all of those things. But, you know, I hope he's doing what is best for him. Let me put it that way. He clearly wants to be out there. He clearly wants to be a part of this. He clearly thinks that this defense could be all world. And so having him out there only benefits the Cleveland Browns. And I hope that's the case, and I hope he never gets another concussion in his life. I really do. I hope this helmet solves it, and he never gets another one.
I'm with you on that. So that was the good news of the day. Obviously, there were big stories this morning when it came to the Browns. Deshaun Watson getting his contract restructured. And it was interesting to see how certain people spin it based on their headline, right? We were reading a number of headlines. Like here, if you listen to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, it was, you know, Browns – I don't want to write a headline for him, but he was just basically saying, okay, Browns give themselves a little bit of cap relief, even though they have more cap space than anybody else in the NFL this season. You look ahead to what is, you know, just $4 million over the cap next year, and knowing the way Deshaun's contract weighs into things.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
It's just that we kind of see it as, okay, this makes life a little bit easier for the front office if they want to make moves next year without going crazy over the cap.
Right, like here's Daryl's headline right now on 92thefan.com. You should read his story. He does a great job covering everything in Cleveland sports. But Browns restructured Denzel Ward's contract again, released Tyler Huntley. Like, that's on his piece. He lays everything out all too well. The move creates another $35.8 million in cap space, giving the Browns $62 million in room, the most in the NFL. That's good news. So that's how Daryl ends up laying this all out. Mike Florio took a different side to it. I don't have the direct headline in front of me.
I do. Deshaun Watson's cap number skyrocket to $72.935 million in 25 and 26.
Which both are true statements. Like, they're both true statements. It's one of those where it all depends on how you want to frame things. You know, both things are facts. This is how you want to look at the facts.
What was the one in Houston we were talking about?
Well, it was Mike Florio's.
Oh, Florio's and McClain's were the same?
Yeah, he retweeted Florio.
Oh, this okay. Yep. So what I'm reading to you is actually straight off Pro Football Talk.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson's cap number skyrockets to 72.935 million in 20.
He's right. It's not like you can come at Mike Florio and go, "Oh, that's just wrong. He's being mean. He's being this." No, it's a factual statement. Both of them are factual statements. Like, you would turn them into a compound sentence. And, you know, whatever fact checker you would like to go through and come back, these are true statements. It's just a matter of how you want to frame things in life.
Interesting to read a little bit more on Florio's story, because Florio goes on to say the bigger issue for the cap-rich Browns continues to be the $92 million Watson is owed for 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't provide the Browns with a return on their investment, money and draft picks in 2024, will they cut the cord and eat the cash like the Broncos did with Russell Wilson? I think that we've contemplated that a few times.
Great question going on.
He said for Denver, the price was $38 million plus $1.21 million he'll earn in Pittsburgh. For Cleveland, it would be 2 years of $46 million plus the veteran minimum, plus the cap dollars they keep pushing to future years through the restructuring.
It's going to be a hefty price tag if they move on. The easiest method would he come out and rolls. Like, that's it. Like, he cooks. Life is good. Everything fits. He stays healthy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Let's extend this thing and keep cooking. Like, that's the way you'd like this all to operate. That's the worst case scenario.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in can get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So, I mean, I hate to put it this way. We got 17 weeks to find this out.
The Browns always seem to figure out a way to get who they want, though. And if it means, you know, pushing this down the road, you're pushing it down the road. The best case scenario is Watson becomes, you know, the best quarterback and lives up to all the cash, lives up to the draft picks, and you let the contract play out, and it is
what
it is.
And you extend it, and you extend it, and a lot of that debt money just goes into the extension, and you're fine. Like, that's...
Can he go Bobby Bonilla on this or no?
No, you can't do anything like that. You can't do anything like that in
sounds
the NFL.
Fun, though, doesn't it?
It would be pretty cool if you could stretch this out for, you know.
They're going to pay Deshaun Watson $1,000 a year for the next 160,000 years, right. Whatever.
You know, it would be fun if you could. No, it's – look, man, we got 17 games. That's the answer. In 17 games, if the worst-case scenario for the Browns this season is we get through 17 games and we're all looking at each other – going, is he good?
I don't want to be sitting here. They can't have that this year. We can't sit around and go, this is it. This is the year. Like, and I do think Florio's right about the end of it. You know, if they decide they want to move forward, and, you know, Jeff and I have talked about this before, you know what they've got to eat. It's sitting there. It's right there in front of you. It's just, you know, you look at the Pittsburgh deal with Russell Wilson, and now you can look at our deal with Deshaun Watson. 2 years of $46 million minus the veteran minimum, minus that, which is, I'm trying to remember what that is, plus...
It's like $800K or something along those
I think
lines.
It's actually a little bit more than that.
Sure. We're not a math show. We've never been known for math.
That's true. Plus cap dollars they keep pushing to future years through restructuring. It makes the Russell Wilson deal look like peanuts.
If you've been locked in for 13 years and expect this show to get better at math, I don't know.
No, we're not going to.
It's not going to happen.
13,
The two best outcomes for the Browns this year are either he's awesome.
Well, that's the only outcome. You got another one?
Or the second best outcome is you definitely know that he can't stay healthy. And that he can't be a part of it. So then that way you're not stuck in the middle. The worst place to be is when you're looking at a player, and it's the same thing you go through with a rookie quarterback. It's the same thing you go to with any investment that you make in those things. The worst place to be is where you're looking straight down the middle and going, is he good? Is he not good? Can he help us? Can he not help us? Is he more of a hindrance or is he more of an aid? Like when you start getting there, that's death. Where you have to talk yourself into one side or talk yourself into the other side. You either want definitive, yep, this is the dude, or nope, this is not the dude. If you're in the, well, yes, it could be, could not be, there were flashes, I'm not sure, you know, that's death. So if they can avoid that, I mean, yes, we all want them to win. We all want them to slam the over. We all want to make a whole bunch of money off of it.
All right, so that was one of the other big stories today. The other story is Donta Foreman coming back to the team after the team released Tyler Huntley, so they now only have three quarterbacks on the team. In case you missed any of that news, it's all happened today. But the good news is the Denzel Ward news that he's fully back 100%, no more concussion protocol for him. Watson's contract has been restructured. Tyler Huntley has been released, and Donta Foreman is now back on the roster, giving the Browns three running backs. That's right. They now have three running backs, so that's good news for the football team. He obviously is going to come back And when he hits the field, we've got, you know, the other running backs in Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong. So all those guys sitting there. All right, we come back. I got a couple things I want to get to. And, you know, it is the fanniversary. Happy fanniversary! 13 years. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.